retailers.
More workers in general merchandise stores have been laid off since October. About 89,000 Americans. More than all of the people employed in the United States coal industry.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the coal industry is Arby's. This is like retail.
Yeah, this is this particular sector of the economy, which is huge, going down the toilet.
One analyst said it's the change is coming at you so fast it feels like it's accelerating. The transformation's hollowing out suburban shopping malls, bankrupting longtime brands, and leading to staggering job losses. What's the zombie shopping mall?
Well, they did it's like photos and another story that's related to this. It's probably linked from it. That is, it's the same idea, is that there are certain malls that have recast themselves and they've gone higher end and they've been successful.
There's a reason to go.
But there are a lot of them that are just falling apart because, you know, their anchor stores are Macy's and JCPenney. And those are not drawing people in. And it turns out that so many people are preferring to shop at big box stores or on the internet that the traditional shopping mall is now a lot less appealing. And so some of them can redefine
Macy's
themselves.
Macy's is closing like 100 stores.
But a lot of them can't. And like Sears and Kmart, which Sears owns Kmart, that is a company that may not make it at all. They may just go out of business. And so they what do you do with that space? And how do you turn it into something else?
Oh, yeah, the story is good, too.
This is Amazon.
A lot of it, you know, and there are other trends, too. Like,
and
you know,
Amazon
Walmart
is hiring.
And,
like, didn't they just announce they're going to hire, like, tens of thousands
and
of people?
And by the way, the worst jobs ever. You're working in these very...
That is an issue.
Yeah, difficult conditions.
With robots that will eventually replace you there, too.
And eventually you'll have pick-and-pull robots.
But I don't know. I feel bad, but I'm happier buying my stuff on Amazon Prime than going to the mall.
Me too. Do you buy clothes on Amazon?
Yeah.
Do you buy shoes on Amazon?
Yeah, I just did.
See, those are the reasons people would go somewhere, is to try something on, to see how it looks in person.
I still do that to a certain degree. Like,
they have
a terrible
shopping interface, though, for stuff like clothes.
Yeah, so I'll get a pair of shoes at some point at a local store, and I'll pay a lot for them. But when I want a refill, when I want that shoe again, if I can get it on Amazon, I'll just get it again because I know it fits and I know that I like it.
Yeah.
So it tends to be like the first purchase is at a store. But then if I want 10 more down the road, they don't get my sale because, you know, I paid them for their marked up first version. But then in the end, it's just so much more convenient to say, you know, it's 6 months later and I want another one of these. I'm just going to have it.
I'm in my sister's
box.
Wedding in a couple months and I bought 3 pairs of shoes on Amazon last week.
Partly because it's easy to return, right? You buy as many as you want to look at. You look at them at home. You don't have to look at them in the store. They talk about a Burlington shopping mall, which used to have 100 stores, now has 20.
Yeah.
20 tenants. Last Wednesday, a woman came to the mall looking for shoes but left frustrated because the Payless store had just shuttered.
Right.
2 years ago, the mall's owners announced a $230 million renovation, but the plans have stalled. You know, I mean, I can't say I'm sad that malls are going out of business because, you know, but I'm sad about all the lost jobs and the lost sense of community. Pretty soon, nobody's going to even leave the house anymore, right? Why would you need to? You've got a robot bringing you food.
Right. Drones are bringing all your groceries to you. By the way, I on Twitter yesterday, I asked about what you'd find at the zombie shopping mall. So, Forever Dead at 21, Victim on a Stick, Abercrumbling and Fitch was from my friend Phil, Coffin and Barrel, that's a good one.
I love this.
There are a lot of Saks Fifth Circle of Hell was a good one. Skinnabon from Cable Sasser, I like that one. And of course, the Microsoft Store. Anyway.
Ow.
Zing. The last one has to be a real one, right? It has to be.
That's the joke right there.
It could be Nordstrom if you prefer.
Wow.
But yeah, zombie shop. It is scary, right? This is when we talk about like the future of work being impacted by automating things. Before we even get to that, we're going to have the future of these whole sectors like retail where just the convenience of online shopping.
It's happening. This is not the future.
And where there is retail success, it is at Walmarts and Costco's and other kind of like big box stores, Targets, that are not the mall where it's like trying to replicate the old downtown of a city where there are 50 different shops. Now, that's also kind of peeling away.
Is there going to be a backlash? Is there going to be, I mean, somebody coming along saying it's tech that's, well, in France, for instance, one of the candidates in the presidential election says, "I'm gonna fight terrorism by taking on tech companies." These are going to be, I feel there'll be a backlash.
Sure.
That tech is ruining our economy.